Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There's a new way to get around town. It's called Safer, spelled S-A-F-R, and it's a Boston-based ride-hailing app who says its mission is to provide safe transportation and jobs for women. Zeninjor Enwemeka is a reporter with WBUR's new business and technology team, Bostonomics, and she joins us now to tell us more about this. Hi there, Zeninjor.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so Safer, what exactly is it?
Okay, so Safer, it's a new ride-hailing company. It's geared towards female riders and drivers, and it launched in Boston this month. Their focus is safety. So to that end, the Safer app has a number of features that the company believes will appeal to women. So the app allows you to dial 911 or your emergency contacts or the company's call center if you run into any issues. They also do in-person meetings with all of their drivers, and they have another feature where basically when you request a ride, drivers and passengers are assigned colors and they have to verify their colors with each other before a trip can start. So the point of that is basically to make sure that people don't get in the wrong vehicle. And overall, the company believes that all of these things will appeal to women.
Well, if I remember correctly, Safer was under some scrutiny from legal experts last year when it was originally supposed to launch, because I guess lawyers were raising some concerns that the company was saying that it would initially only employ and cater to women, and that could be a basis for gender discrimination. What happened with that?
Yeah, that's right. So the company was originally called Chariot for Women, and it was supposed to launch last April, but it went through some leadership changes and some rebranding and didn't get off the ground until this month. So now the company is officially out there as Safer, and one of the things to note is that, yes, you're correct. The company did initially plan to make this service exclusive to women, but to avoid those legal issues around anti-discrimination laws, they say men can sign up too.
As drivers and users?
Yeah, as drivers and users.
Okay. But doesn't that then somewhat undermine the stated mission of the company? I mean, the idea is to be attractive to women. So if you're not guaranteed to get a female driver, or if men could be passengers, what's the point?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I spoke to Safer CEO Syed Gilani about that very thing. He says the company's focused on attracting women, so that will be the main market. But the company also doesn't and really can't discriminate. So they're branding themselves as women-focused, similar to how a makeup or beauty company might brand themselves. So here's how Safer CEO Syed Gilani put it.
We could choose our goal as a brand that we want to focus on women, like Mary Kay. They don't make men cosmetics or anything like that. If people believe in what we believe in and they believe as strongly as we believe in, welcome.
Yeah, so he's saying there, again, Safer, it's geared towards women, but that doesn't mean that men can't participate. So just like there's nothing stopping a man from using, you know, a beauty product or something that is clearly targeted and marketed to women.
Yeah, a man can buy Mary Kay if he wants.
Exactly.
Okay, so who exactly Safer hoping will use this app?
So the company is basically aiming to create a ride-hailing option that has more women in it. So right now, there really aren't many women on the driver's side of the ride-hailing industry. So at Uber, only 14% of drivers are women, and that's according to a report from Uber itself. And at Lyft, about 20% of the drivers are women, according to a recent survey. So Safer is really trying to shift the balance there. And many women I spoke to who signed up for the service say that that would make them feel more safe. So here's one driver, Marissa Lapidura.
I won't drive on weeknights because as a woman, I feel like I have to be safe and responsible. And if I'm putting myself in that kind of situation where I'm going to pick up a drunk man and then drive somewhere that's unsafe, but that's where you make the money. And that's why I love Safer, because now I can drive whenever and I feel much safer with picking up women.
Hmm. Now, Zeninjor, you mentioned Uber, which is the 50 million pound gorilla or billion dollar gorilla in the room here, because Safer is launching at a time when Uber has come under extraordinary criticism and scrutiny for internal company practices, sexual harassment issues. I mean, remind us what's been happening there.
Yeah. It's been a string of bad news for Uber. A female Uber employee, Susan Fowler-Rigetti, last month wrote about systemic sexism in the Uber workplace and sexual harassment. She wrote about this on her blog, and that prompted the company to launch an independent investigation. And then also in November, last November, a lawsuit was settled in the case of two separate incidents of women being sexually assaulted by their drivers. One of those cases was in Boston.
Well, there also have been major labor issues with ride-hailing companies, disputes about whether or not drivers are independent contractors or if they're employees, you know, entitled to more benefits. Last spring, if I remember correctly, Uber reached an $84 million settlement in Massachusetts and California. That settlement decided that drivers are still independent contractors, but they could solicit tips and form some associations. Uber takes that as a win, but that doesn't necessarily close the door to more lawsuits against the company. So how does Safer's employee relations, or how they treat their employees, compare to, say, Uber or Lyft?
So Safer says that they are really looking to create a community of women. And so that's women who are drivers for their service. And so one of the ways they do that, they have mixers. They meet all of their drivers one-on-one. In terms of payment for drivers, Safer says that it's the first 1,000 drivers that sign up for the service will never have more than 10% of their ride fares taken by the company. And then after that, it'll go up to around 20%. And Uber is usually around 20% that the company takes from drivers, but that can vary. So there's a lot happening with some of these other ride-hailing companies in terms of focusing on the drivers and trying to find different ways to create a sense of community or just offer something different.
Right. So typically, it's believed that, you know, the companies that are first to market in any new market are the ones that are going to dominate for a long time. That, who knows, that might be the case with ride-hailing, but I wonder, you know, is this a good time to actually be a smaller ride-hailing company that maybe there are niches that need to be filled?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think a lot of these smaller ride-hailing companies certainly think so. I mean, there's also a company called Fastin here in Boston, another Boston-based ride-hailing company, and they say that one of their focuses is on drivers, and so they charge drivers a 99-cent flat rate, which is very different than other companies that take a percentage. So here's Fastin CEO Carol Evdokov.
There is a growing number of riders who does care about their neighbor who's sharing his car with you, and it allows us to grow sustainably.
Yeah, so Fastin says they're seeing growing interest in other ride-hailing options. And he thinks it's a great thing that there are so many companies that are now jumping into this ride-hailing industry and giving customers a different option. Another thing to note, you know, Uber does say, you know, despite the some of the bad headlines that we've been seeing around Uber, Uber said that it's seen record ridership recently.
Well, Zeninja Enwemeka is a reporter for WBUR's Bostonomics. You can hear her full story on the new ride-hailing company, Safer. We've got a link to it at radioboston.org. Zeninja, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Wagner.